The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret, and your Father, who sees in secret, will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret, and your Father, who sees in secret, will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face so that you may not appear to others to be fasting except to your Father who is hidden. And your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you." The Gospel of the Lord. Once again, good morning, brothers and sisters, and once again, welcome back. We're hearing from the Sermon on the Mount all week long. If you heard me yesterday, I mentioned this already. It's the most compelling subject matter in the whole Bible, but I don't like to ignore the first reading, you know, because sometimes that first reading is just pure gold, and here's the thing. The gospel is something we hear every year. But that little first reading, that only comes up once every other year. So I'd like to talk to you once again about our first reading. It comes from St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians. And it's an incredibly complicated letter. To explain what Paul is doing in 2 Corinthians, I'd need at least 10 to 15 minutes just to explain what he's doing. But at this point in the letter, it's about the middle of the letter, Paul is talking about a collection that he's taking up to help the poor church in Jerusalem. Now, the church in Jerusalem, they're suffering in a number of ways. I said this yesterday, don't want to repeat myself. They're being persecuted, and Paul goes around, he asks people to help, and he is especially asking the Corinthians to help because the Corinthians are very prosperous. Corinth was a trading center in the Mediterranean. It was a town of two ports. They had money to spare that they could help out. But the reason why you can't tell that Paul is talking about a collection here in this part of 2 Corinthians is that Paul never uses the word money, ever. He never says money, he never says funds, he never says cash, stock options, capital campaign, bishop's lenten appeal, or any of those things. Instead, he uses phrases like free gift, gracious gift, relief for the holy ones. Why? Why does Paul talk like that? Is it because it's crass and lowbrow to talk bluntly about money? No. See, this is fascinating to me. It's an insight into the mind of a saint. Paul cares more about what happens in the soul of the one who gives than he does about any amount that's received on the other end. And that's why he uses phrases like, you know, If you sow bountifully, you'll reap bountifully, and God will make grace abundant for you, and he'll increase your righteousness. Not of bread, but he'll increase your righteousness. Cares more about what happens in the soul of the one who gives than he does about any amount received on the other end. And this touches on something that's very, very important. It's called the law of the gift. Now, I'm going to trust that you've heard this before, but you know, just in case you haven't, it was popularized by Pope John Paul II. It's been spoken of recently a lot in the last decade or two. The law of the gift, it's a spiritual law, John Paul II would say.
runs all throughout not only the letters of Paul, but also all throughout the Gospels, all throughout the entire Bible for that matter. And it goes like this. God's life in you increases to the degree to which you give it away. God's life in you, your holiness, God's consolation in your soul, your power, your effectiveness in moving the hearts of others increases to the degree to which you give it away. Now, sadly, the converse is also true. God's life in you, your holiness, your consolation in your heart, your effectiveness in helping other people decreases to the degree to which you live for yourself. Now, just as an aside, you got to pardon me here. I don't mean to speak in absolutes, but generally speaking, when you find someone who's always unhappy, maybe they're always angry, maybe they're always worried, maybe they're just always in the dumps. Generally speaking, that person has a problem with generosity. Generally speaking. Because it's a law, the law of the gift. It's a law just like the law of gravity. It's a law just like the law of supply and demand. You know, it's always true. We don't go driving our cars off of cliffs. Why not? Because there's a thing called the law of gravity. It always applies. We don't go making products that nobody wants to buy. Why not? Because there's this thing called the law of supply and demand. You know, if you break one of those laws, nobody feels sorry for you. You should have known better. Well, the law of the gift, this is one that we want to know just as well. And it's very hard to learn because it's counterintuitive. We tend to cling to whatever is limited. We cling to our money, right? Right? We cling to our time. We cling to our limited energy. But it's an absolute truth that the more you give, the more you become. I love the way this was said in the Second Vatican Council, Gaudium et Spes, number 24. You give, the more you give of yourself, the more you become who you were made to be. It's an absolutely fascinating reality. And this is because you're made in the image of God who's nothing but a gift. The degree to which you give, the degree to which you are generous, is the degree to which you discover who you truly are, and the degree to which you don't is the degree to which you become something of your own making. Something to pray about. Something to think about, something to work on, even if nobody ever sees, because your Father, who sees what is hidden, will repay you. So ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. St. Aloysius Gonzaga, pray for us.